Mutual Reliance, Better Together. December 7, 2021. John Caden. Your independence has worked pretty well for you. If you had to, your self-reliance could get you through just about anything. You've had some failures along the way, like anyone else, but rather than letting them get you down, you've bounced back and tried again. Your fact-based approach, logic, and resilience have made you into what you are today. Is it difficult for you to team up with others, equally as independent? Independent people have an abundance of positive traits. But many stay stuck in their independence, not utilizing the power of partnering with other independent people. Some independent people tend to partner with dependent people. At best, such an arrangement's effectiveness is neutral. The real power is when independent people combine their efforts to accomplish more than either could do on their own. It's what Stephen Covey called interdependence and what the articles here call mutual reliance. It's the same meaning whichever term is used. According to Covey, moving from independence to interdependence is stepping up to an elevated level of maturity. How can a mutually reliant partnership succeed? By following the same paths your independent self took to success. These paths will not be strange to either of you. Whatever your goal or mission may be, together you will gather facts, so you have a truthful premise on which to base a plan of action. You've been doing this your entire independent life. If you have different understandings of the facts, you listen to your partner until you can repeat your partner's understanding back and receive affirmation that you understand. Then, you talk and your partner listens. You analyze the differences together, research the facts until there is agreement. If you can't agree on the facts of a premise, it is of no value to proceed. It's not different than when you, alone, are unsettled on the facts and you keep digging for the truth until you find it. If together you know the facts, together you will map out an action plan. You converse, deeply communicating. You listen until you thoroughly understand your partner's suggested plan of action. If you don't agree, you offer your logic. You reach consensus, not compromise. When, together, you agree on the truth of a starting premise and you agree on an action plan, you execute it. One of you may execute part of the plan while the other executes a different part, but you are executing your mutually derived premise and plan. Your reward will be success that you share together. Mutually reliant teams often involve more than two people. It gets more complicated the larger the team becomes. The more people involved in gathering facts and logically forming a plan, the more likely that compromise rather than consensus will determine the outcome. It's in these situations when the so-called majority rule come into play. That's why the ancient correspondent theory of truth is so important in mutually reliant teams. Correspondent truth is rooted in indisputable fact. Observable fact. Scientific fact. Of course, not every partner will perceive the facts equally, but proof per the correspondent theory will attract the independent mind more than any of the modern alternative truth theories. When the team is so large that majority rule must apply, success is more likely when the majority is large. If the majority is slim, the chance of success becomes equally slim. When truth is so in dispute that only a slim majority agrees, it is likely that the correspondent facts are incomplete. The most logical action plan under such conditions may still lead to a faulty conclusion and failure. Choose your mutually reliant partners carefully. Strive for consensus over compromise. Be certain your goals are in sync. Know when, and be willing, to walk away. Don't settle for failure.